Warning, this game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents...
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Iconoclast, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. That scared me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. My atonement has come. My atonement has come.
What are we doing today?
I don't have any idea. I haven't done this in a long time.
We're talking about population dynamics in the Middle East. Who's left between their 20s and 30s? Not many.
Oh, God, that's so depressing.
It's one of those things that, like, everyone's always like, oh, it's been a long time. It's been like 2 weeks. It's like, no, it's been like eight?
It's been eight.
Nine?
It's been eight, yeah.
The reason why I know is because I bought my car on the 15th of February. And the first reason we couldn't meet was the snowstorm on the 16th.
Mm-hmm. It's been bad weather.
1 week since you looked at me. Oh, sorry.
Illness. Family death. Illness.
Family death.
Family death.
Because I've had six in the last 6 weeks. Family or friend.
Jeez.
Hold your loved ones, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be assholes. Also, other shout outs that I was going to make specifically on this podcast, because people apparently and our listeners enjoy when we name drop. But apparently, Katie continues to love
I was
this.
Say, is it Katie? Who are you talking about?
Well, no. And Pee-wee with the memes and the jokes.
Oh. Yeah.
big ups. I don't know that any of you are familiar with Pee-wee, but the fact that A, Pee-wee is memeing, and second, that he's memeing our show.
You should
fantastic.
Know Pee-wee.
That's
yeah. Huh? You should know.
Probably.
You would have been a junior when he was a freshman.
I was gonna say, okay. He's 2 years younger than us.
He ran the Phoenix for a while, your favorite publication.
Oh, I'm sure.
You like Pee-wee. He has an obsession. He's a classics teacher.
Latin teacher.
Nice.
I don't know. I know he does both.
I'm pretty sure Latin.
Wait, what's his actual name?
Zachary.
Of course I know Zachary.
What's up, bro?
He
worked as a costumer. He has a fascination with typewriters and old radios.
God.
And
he's an old-timey, whimey kind of guy.
Yeah. Let me guess. Does he still wear bow ties?
Yes.
Yeah, he does. That's my
tweed.
Boy.
He was a tweed,
tweed
guy.
Jacket.
Elbow patches.
But the fact
looked as young as I
still
did.
Looks the same.
Really?
Yeah, maybe 2 years older than he did
brother,
in college.
What do you use as a moisturizer? Let's go.
It's a lack of alcohol.
That'll do it.
Because he's a teetotaler, my friend.
Yes, that man who we described, who's a 1922 college professor, basically, likes listening to this bullshit.
Wow.
And memes on it, which is great, because he was the one who posted.
It was about you.
Yeah. Mm. I know that some of you are not on the Facebooks, but he had posted something about, I believe Daniel said something like, whoa, let's stop and think about this. And then said, Grady. Yeah, I was hoping someone would at some point or something to that effect.
That's no fun.
The best part was his brother-in-law, Daniel, thinking it was about him.
It's like, that doesn't sound like me.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. And we all know that it wasn't about him.
I feel like it was in a show with him.
Probably. He did costuming.
Yeah, you were in... No. Oh, you're talking about... I thought you were talking about Dan. The other Dan.
Yeah, no.
I was like, yeah, you played fucking...
No. Like,
Impossible.
Yeah, he did costuming.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He did. He worked in the costume shop.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Nice. No. So we'll continue to name drop since listeners enjoy that, but...
Why not?
I don't know if we censor his last name. I don't know. But Pee-wee's a good guy. I like Pee-wee. Pee-wee's one of my favorites.
I mean, it's not like it's not one of the most common last names. Like, good luck finding him. It's not like we named the state that he lived in, you know what I mean? Or where he was teaching.
Although it was interesting when Katie was talking to me the other day and she was like connecting dots in my life from various episodes she had listened to. She was like, oh yeah, no, you guys did make a joke about this one time. So I think I knew this about you. And I was like, oh God, how much about me is on the internet? Holy shit.
They can psychoanalyze you in like 200 years off of this thing.
I hope at some point, like the Rosetta Stone.
To get psychoanalyzed in 200 years? For sure.
The thing that fucking gets remembered is this podcast. Like,
well, yeah, it's going to be like Galaxy Quest. Somebody's going to pick this up and it's going to be their historical documents for the Earth.
100%.
So am I the Tim Allen?
No.
And Lo, remember when the idiot left the pizza and the dog ate it.
Am I the Sam Rockwell? Probably.
Oh. Fuck's sake. Okay.
Mosul.
Hop in a car. Go for it.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, I think... Realistically speaking,
the real question is, did you have notes of, because I remember us specifically picking out a team who were going.
Yes,
we did.
And we were talking about how the hell is our face person, Jennifer, going to be a face person
as a woman?
She has disguise.
Okay.
And we talked about disguise because I think the disguise would work if you're trying to get past a checkpoint. If it's something not like a 3-hour interview, disguise is not going to work for very long. You know what I mean?
But I think we talked about it on chat.
Yeah, just say I think disguise is definitely if you want her to be the face
to get through checkpoints and things like that.
But I was even reading somewhere. If you have what are the language skills? What's everybody got?
All the people going are at least
Arabic, Farsi, Kurdish.
50. Right, but what are the percentages?
50s all.
Yeah, 50s okay. all
I mean,
all
Captain Dan has fucking 50 in Arabic. Mm-hmm.
So basically 50 can pass as native for the region. Like going up against an actual native, you might be challenged a little bit, but 50 is more than enough to pass. If you say you're from Iraq, they're going to believe you. If it's anything less than 50, you can say that you are an ISIL fighter who's come from wherever the hell you want, and they're going to believe you.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So we need to figure out what's happening in London and resolve that.
Right. We got to figure out.
CIA, did that fall flat? Am I remembering that right?
No, it's not flat because I had, we had the NSA dirt on her.
Yeah. And you kind of clapped back and she sort of shut down.
Yeah. I gave her the good news, as we like to say.
Yeah,
because you know that she's underwater.
Yeah,
and you could theoretically use that to squeeze her.
And we didn't go crazy with it.
No, you just basically said like, "Hey, we know what's up." Like, you know,
it's like, "Hey, I've got shit. If I need to use it, let's have a little bit more."
But we also tried to give her a way out too. If you filter funds our way, we'll make sure some falls off the back of a truck for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just it's not that that couldn't work, but I think that the impromptu off the cuff offering definitely caused some chagrin on her part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lack of hardcore bribery, but like the implication that there could be.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because of the implication.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it really depends. I mean, at some point you do have to go into Mosul.
For some reason, I felt like I ended up with characters who didn't plan to go into Mosul.
Well, let's go over the list. Jen, and we had
Hastings, Kazim, Warner.
Was it Jen and Mary?
Yeah, they were both.
Jen and Mary.
Okay. Jen and Mary were both going.
Mary was going because she's got the Elder God complex.
Yeah. Hastings and Kazim are both in London.
Yes.
Yep.
Warner was going to Baghdad.
I think you gave me Dan, so I had a character going in.
Yeah.
Maybe that's more accurate. Because I think
Dan and Mary are on their way to Kirkuk.
Yes, because they were at the museum. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're traveling
You moved Rabini and Warner to Baghdad and Dan and Mary to Kirkuk.
Right.
And Rabini is trying to hack us some money somehow.
That's right.
That was the, he was looking at, backdooring funds. I don't know what kind of notes you have on that, but... We were doing that. It was like $5,000 or something at a pop that was I was able to do without being caught kind of situation.
Took a little and wouldn't be hot.
You were also working on a fake contractor who could be like the end of the paper trail.
Right. I thought we had talked about tying that back to Irene potentially.
Potentially, but we I don't we, think we, did, we actually we didn't went pl- that way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I have the date is May 12th.
You have the date better than the rest of us. I guarantee it.
Okay. Well, Jeff recently edited the last episode, so.
I remember it, the 10th and the 10th lasting a long time.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Because we played a lot of in-game time on the 10th.
Correct. So I show that it is the 12th.
That makes sense. I am unopposed if that's what you're question asking.
No. That is the date as far as we are going right now. So if we want to discuss getting into Mosul, if you have ideas, I do think that there are sort of two options that you can have, right? You're continuing to do research on winds unknown to a dot. Mm-hmm. That's going to take some time because you have the option of sharing with, what's her name? Professor Hale.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you share with her what you have, that would make her job a lot easier because she's not giving you duplicate information, which the program told you not to do.
Right.
And there's something else there that we don't know because there's a connection that we don't understand.
Well, there's a connection between her and Rassam. Yeah. Correct.
Right. So definitely in London, they could continue to push that. You have options there. You have options, obviously, to listen to what the program says or other. But ultimately, the question is, are you going to stand around and wait for more book learning or do you want to go into Mosul? Do you feel equipped to go into Mosul? So really, that's kind of the thing. Right now, you don't have a whole lot of other leads. You kind of know the players. You kind of know where they're at in Mosul. I would think after discussing this over and over, like, it's going to be hard to extract more information without being boots on the ground.
Yes. So if I remember correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, we had talked about pushing the team into Mosul regardless towards the university and the hospital. Mm-hmm. And then
whatever recon we can do
on the ground.
Al-Jabiri and Nineveh.
Right. Yep.
And,
right.
But the idea was to start gathering intel on the ground.
Yes.
And then if anything pops up prior to us going to Nineveh, the idea was that like Nineveh last kind
yes.
of thing.
Yes.
Well, I mean, once we're in Mosul, we have range for Sigint. They are on the ground. We've got the survivors at the hospital mm-hmm. that we can question.
And we also need to have the conversation about Kurdish safe houses again.
Yep.
Because we had talked with the Peshmerga about potential like safety points within Mosul.
Yeah. I mean, we need a target to go to.
Yeah.
You also have heard about and you would be aware of and could use Sigint and some other things to determine that Mosul, while completely under of ISIL control, is far from accepting of that.
Yeah.
We've talked a little bit, I don't know what you do and do not remember, but we talked a little bit about resistance groups other than the Peshmerga inside
yeah,
Mosul.
The, yeah, the battalions around the university.
Correct, yeah. Yes. Yeah. You wouldn't necessarily have any contacts.
It's not Berlin Wall.
Correct. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So definitely everyone in there is not on board with ISIL control of Mosul. So it's a question of, do you want to wait for more information? Do you want to wait for the winds unknown to a dad? Do you want things to develop or do you want to get into Mosul and start fucking with what's developing, if that makes sense?
I think we get into Mosul and start fucking with stuff.
I think we insert Wild playing London at the same time and then whatever, you know, cheeky roles we can pull off with Al Rabini while on the outside.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm almost thinking about sending Kazim back to Baghdad.
To help?
Yeah.
And leaving Hastings alone in London.
Yep.
Should be okay.
Kazim's the one.
We don't have one of our...
Kazim's worthless right now.
Honestly. No, he's not. Kazim's the one who picked up on the fact that that Rassam and Hale had a backstory.
I mean, if London wasn't safe, they'd be dead already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't have an academic of our own in Baghdad.
Yeah.
I would almost like to have one person watching the researcher in London and one researcher watching the person in
Baghdad. I'm sure we'll encounter something in Mosul that we'll need that expertise for.
You also are running the other plate I want to spin for you guys. You also are not running low on funds, but presuming that you continue to put people up in London and presuming you are using any other payment and you want to send any money with the people in Mosul, you have a money problem.
That's why we're trying to work on money.
Right. No, there are lots of plates, so I just don't know where we're going and what we're focusing on.
Did we not start the conversation with the PMCs about fencing?
You've yet to talk to Colonel McGuire.
Oh, yeah. Kyle. I forgot. We specifically avoided it because you enjoy playing him so much.
It's a fun team. It's a great episode. Great series of episodes.
I believe Nasser was our contact with him.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Nasser's the on-base bureaucrat.
Yeah. Mm. You're the one that made the rounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeff McGuire.
No, it was Captain Dan.
Yeah, it was.
Because I did it. I'm the one who fucked up the amount that we paid him the first time. Mm.
Yeah, Nasser's been primarily...
I was thinking of Peshmerga.
Peshmerga, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So whatever you guys want to do, I think all of those are great threads to pull on. Which thread do you want to pull on first?
Well, I would assume we pull on the London thread if we're going to pull somebody out of London soon.
And if you want them to go into the Mosul, we insert.
No, into Baghdad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants
them to go to the museum in Baghdad.
Oh, you want them to go back to Baghdad.
Not that he can help, because it's in Akkadian anyway.
I know, but Warner sitting there with the researcher isn't going to know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean,
Kazim will have more of an idea.
Sure.
I don't know.
Nobody's got any idea what's going on because it's in fucking Akkadian.
Yeah.
Here's a loaded. I'm fine with that because as Kasim, I honestly, where I am now, I
just
felt worthless.
Go back to Greece and get followed more.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Roll the dice, man.
Don't get more spells.
Woo. No.
So what do you guys think? What do you want to do with Kasim?
I was going to say, personally, I'm fine with going back then.
He's not going to Mosul, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Like, just pick one. Yep. And if you're comfortable with splitting them up in London, then whatever.
If he's going to fuck us, he's going to fuck us.
Yeah.
It won't matter if there's two of them there or not.
Yeah.
Working with those Green Box folks, they did say something about being able to potentially interview some of the writers or whatever of Delta Green for your podcast. And I immediately said, don't let any of my players talk to Detweiler.
You actually said that?
Yeah. So just if any of them ask, don't let them talk to Detweiler. Shout outs to Glancy liking my version of him, though.
Yes.
Nice. He commented on our YouTubes.
It's supposed to be a version of him?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Okay, I'll stop talking.
Like Glancy. He's a lot of fun.
I just would never have assumed your description of Glancy was that character.
I mean, it's written in there.
Some of the things he's told me about Glancy,
I like Glancy. I like him a lot. He's a fun guy.
He's the one who was sitting there separating the colors
of
M&M's, 100%. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh shit!
I just never assumed somebody who separated colors of M&Ms was a Reds kind of guy.
Was a Reds kind of guy.
Marble Reds kind of guy. Fair.
The smoking just kind of goes with the territory, though.
That's just a you thing. That's
I don't know if Glancy smokes.
Okay, so then
I could see him being a smoker, but I don't know.
So he just enjoyed your fictitious version of whatever.
He enjoyed my fictitious version of the character.
That helps. I was like, wait a minute, what? That
my character takes inspiration
from your own
from
shit.
Yeah, but also
all of
from
your characters smoke.
All cool characters smoke.
I feel like if you have to deal with this shit, you're probably going to do something. So.
What cool character? Name me a cool character. Name me an uncool character who smokes.
That is, you know. Damn it, Cody.
I would have to sit and think for a bit.
Yeah, no, I
cigarette smoking man. Very cool. Very scary. Like a Marlboro cowboy.
I don't know.
Very
I never
cool.
thought Joe
wait,
Cool
wait,
was
we're going to
cool.
break this. Did Roger Rabbit smoke a cigarette?
I don't know.
I think he did.
I'm too young for that.
I'm pretty sure they smoked it.
I can't remember.
I'm just telling you, like in the movies, smoking looks cool.
Roger Rabbit.
We need a shitty addict style character who has no good backstory.
And probably is still cool. They smoke in Fight Club?
Shut up.
There you go. Shitty addict. Still cool.
I think the problem is that I don't know that Brad Pitt smokes in Fight Club or not, because all I can see is Snatch.
Does Johnny Depp smoke in, what is it?
Johnny Depp sucks.
Yeah, he does.
22 grams or whatever it is.
You're talking about blow. It's not called 22 grams. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't have an idea.
22 grams,
that
whatever.
The last deal that went south.
I'm so old. What was the cool thing that Johnny Depp was in that isn't new agey? I don't know. This is my Alex Jones character. Fucking, they're turning the frogs gay.
Now it's an Alex Jones character. Yeah. You've nailed it. You need to say colloidal silver. And you need to say, buy my water, and then you've nailed it.
No, that is not Alex Jones.
Fucking bone broth. You forgot fucking bone broth. You gotta have bone broth.
Hey, what's wrong with bone broth?
I just remembered. Zachary Thompson?
I put in... That's so funny.
We acted together
I put in
stage.
Shitty smoking sure. character. The first thing that pops up is a Reddit post of, is a character who smokes unattractive in this day and age? Question mark. In the 90s, the bad boy always smoked cigarettes.
Hell. In the 80s, our cartoons fucking smoked, so...
Right. Yeah. God damn it. Reddit sucks.
Jesus Christ. Schroeder's on one today.
I'm drunk.
Yay!
I was drunk.
No.
Yeah, the buzz went away. Back to the game. Yeah.
Smoking's cool. Do it, kids.
Specific.
For all the children listening to the brothel named podcast.
Well, obviously, the only people that we know that listens to the show with their kids in the car is Katie. So, Katie, go ahead and turn this episode off.
No, she had to stop doing that when we stopped bleeping.
Yeah, well.
Somebody's child at this table did text me the other day and asked me what the name of a podcast was and got really mad when I wouldn't tell them what the name of our podcast was.
That was my child. I was just saying that was my child. Yeah.
I'm not typing the word brothel to a 13-year-old boy. Sorry.
Now, after all this, I'm just really craving a cigarette. I really want to.
Like, it's, I mean,
I watched all I got from True Detective. It's a great show. We just watched the first season, and all it made me want to do is smoke.
Stop.
Oh, really?
Stop.
Oh. I want to watch
even
the new season
four.
I like the second one. I never saw the third.
Really? It was so, the first one was so good.
The first one, what are we talking about?
It was. Stop.
I want to watch the new one.
I've heard things, but it's very like.
Well, it's not going to be. The first season was an anomaly for sure.
Yeah.
Like 100%. But
the son of a CIA operative, and then on top of it, Matthew McConaughey. I mean, come on. Fantastic.
I know. It's fucking great.
And you got some King and Yellow shit. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I know. I fucking. Just...
The best part, the fact that Woody Harrelson's dad involved with fucking JFK. It's so great.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you got so much shit to read if you didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's good shit.
Sorry.
It's content, I guess.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
It's something. It's not good content.
Back to the game.
No, this is... We haven't sat and talked for 2 months.
I know. Content. Yeah, that's the
point. Yeah, and we're like on just conspiracy theory politics conversation.
I know. But what must be the mind fuck for the people who read it as we waft back and forth between like episodes where it's like, yeah, we're really together.
Okay. The last episode that came out, 40% of it was us talking about breakfast food.
Need to get some Kellogg's sponsor on there, buddy.
No, it was all about
bacon, egg, and cheeses.
It was all about bacon. I remember that. At least a good chunk of it was about bacon.
Are you coherent when you edit the podcast?
I mean, mostly.
I was just curious. Lucas often commented that he thinks you just wander away while editing the podcast.
No, Lucas, I don't just wander away while editing the podcast. Go do some math or something.
Ooh, I want to roll to see if we get some money. I want to roll to see if this SIGINT works.
Well, we need to get to, well, so, I already rolled that one. Yeah, I rolled the first one.
We got the little bit of money. We got like $5,000.
We got like $5,000. It's already been added into the thing.
I'm in a betting mood. Let's try to get more.
Yeah.
We have dreams. We have ambitions. We need to fund those dreams and ambitions.
Well, let's figure out what we're doing in London and play that, and then let's do Mosul.
Yeah, because if you're going to play anything with Kazim in London, do that first, and then we'll get him back into Iraq.
Okay, yeah. I go to Baghdad.
It's the opposite of what I was just saying.
What?
Motherfucker didn't hear a word I just said.
Nope.
If we're going to roleplay anything in London before we go back to Iraq, let's do it. All right, I go to Baghdad. This motherfucker.
He did.
He woke up, I just said.
Sat straight up in bed, stood up, and just walked out of the room.
He just walked to Baghdad that day.
What do we need to wrap
Hastings,
up?
Hastings just sleepily wakes up and just sees that the door is open and
he's with a cigarette in his mouth. That seems to be the fucking
so fucking cool.
Hit by a double decker bus.
Yeah, let's wrap this shit up. And yeah, what do we need to role play in?
You are the guys who want to role play. You tell me.
The question was, if there's any role playing that needs to happen in London prior to Kasim leaving London and going to Iraq, we should do that first.
The only angle would be trying to get, you know, more information about that person's relationship.
I mean, I think the last time we left Kasim and Hastings, you guys were in the bathroom whispering to each other's ear.
That's not true.
Flushing the toilet.
That's not true, because you've been to the museum.
Yeah.
They had tea and crumpets with the lady.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, they had breakfast in the hotel, and then they walked to the museum together.
Yep.
And then they worked together on research in the museum. Get your shitty memory out of here, DM.
And then went back and probably whispered.
No.
They're the ones that are paranoid.
We should be.
You're the one that can't remember what happened after the paranoia.
So let's talk through, do we have any strategies for getting more information out of this lady?
Yeah, I mean, are we trying to pull, like, the relationship? Do you think...
That would be great.
Do you think that Hastings can pull that information from Hale prior to...
I think somebody sitting there working with her is more likely to than...
She's going to probably deflect still unless you get her in a pincer move or something.
Yeah, I didn't know what kind of social roles each of your characters had and who maybe had a better opportunity to pull something.
Neither one of our characters are particularly social.
Yeah, persuade at 20. What are you at? I don't know if that's the right role anyway.
Her persuade is 46.
Yeah.
Okay.
Academics.
Yeah, if you want to send him on his way, then do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just feel like I just feel like London's not a red herring. There's shit to pull from there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And the more shit we've pulled prior to walking into the hornet's nest in Mosul, the better.
So, Kasim is en route to Baghdad.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay, what else do you want to do? I have some things that you need to do, but what else do you want to do?
We're getting you guys set up in Baghdad.
Correct.
What do you guys need to do there?
By you guys, you mean character in front of you and Rabini?
Yeah, Warner and Rabini.
Yeah, I mean, we were just babysitters because neither one of us can actually do anything in Baghdad. So unless there's anything you want Rabini to do from a SIGA standpoint, which I don't know how much time it took to get the money that we were doing.
Probably a day.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's just essentially monitoring intel opportunities, waiting on actual legitimate intel from inside Mosul, I would assume. I can't remember if there was an agreement between him and Irene at the end of that phone call or not, if there was anything he was particularly trying to investigate. He's looking at you like you would know better than him.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Between Rabini and Irene, the end of the quote-unquote not blackmail phone call, do you remember?
More that he was looking into Irene?
I can't remember if Irene gave a request of anything for him to look into.
I mean, basically more intel.
Okay. Just like direct on the ground coordinates for targets. Gotcha.
Or dead jihadis.
Right. Okay.
Warner needs to roll gunsmith.
Gunsmith was training.
Oh. He's at zero.
Okay.
Roll.
Don't shoot your face off.
67.
On zero? Okay. You get plus one with that skill.
Why the fuck are we training like this?
I don't know. You tell me. You've done it like four times now.
Not with gunsmith.
Gun?
It's the first time we've done gunsmith. Because we had talked about training and being able to fix shit in the field.
Captain Dan needs to roll criminology.
Oh, okay. 63 over 10.
All right. You get a plus one to that skill and a plus four bonus in Mosul.
Plus four to criminology in Mosul?
Yep. Plus one permanent, plus four bonus in Mosul. I'm good with the 12th, unless there's anything else you jokers would like to do.
Do we want to try and talk to the PMC group to fence stuff?
That would be amazing.
We will to do that.
Okay. Where is Captain Dan right now?
Baghdad.
Is he in Baghdad? So not in Kirkuk?
Warner was going back to Kirkuk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you're right. They did go back to Kirkuk. Sorry, I missed that note.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he would be there on the evening of the 12th. So he could find, was it Colonel McGuire?
Yep. Dickhead McGuire, whatever rank you want to call him.
Yeah, it's Colonel McGuire.
We're talking about you playing him. Go ahead.
All right. Coming in strong, coming in fast. Please carry on. You're able to find Colonel McGuire hanging out. Probably at, we keep establishing that there's some sort of
bar. Yeah. Hey, McGuire.
Ah.
Haven't been around lately. I figured I'd.
It's a couple crates with a tarp over it.
Hey, wherever you can get drunk.
Yeah.
Haven't seen you around the last month or so.
Yeah, you know, traveling.
Ah.
These academics, they keep us running.
He taps his finger to his nose.
Speaking of them, you had a chance to clean out your stock that we picked up the other day, a couple weeks back. Make some money yet?
Let's find out. Okay. We got some opportunities, but why? What are you thinking?
Yeah, well, you know, the nerds, they're kind of running low on funds and need some help. But they said they had a pretty good idea on, you know, the actual value of some of those things that we paid you with. And they thought they might be able to fence them for you and maybe make a little finder's fee. Ooh. Maybe help us both out, max out what you maybe could get on it and, you know, help us at the same time since we, you know, put it all together for you.
Some of that's still lying around. I don't think that it's... I think depending on what fees they think that they could find, we could come to an arrangement. I think that that's something that's appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, we got one coming back in country real soon, so I figured maybe we can have our curators put an eye on it and help you out.
Sure, why not?
For sure.
Works for me.
No idea what kind of skills you've got for that. Sure. But
sometimes saying yes provides opportunities as well.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what you necessarily need from us at this point. As soon as we get, you know, the fancy folk looking at it, give you an actual estimate.
Sure. Why not? Let me know when they're around. We'll show them what we got. And if they can get more than what the offers we've had so far, I think my boys would be pretty happy with that.
Yeah. Awesome. Then once they get back in country and we'll let them figure out what we're looking at, I'm sure it'll be a low percentage, but we just need a little bit of extra spending cash.
Sure.
Fantastic. You'll be hearing from us.
Alrighty.
That's the nicest grade he's ever been. NPC. Yes.
Yeah, just don't be over technical.
Well, we haven't seen what happens to the money yet.
You guys are suddenly master fencers now, so I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Kidding, make me roll.
So what else are we doing on the 12th?
Well, I don't think we can do anything about getting into Mosul on the 12th. That'll probably be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else we can do about safe houses? Can I send...
Yeah, did we ever get a response back from the Kurds?
I don't... They keep kind of pushing it.
The problem is the timeline. I don't think it's been that much time. Right. I think we're talking 2 days.
Right.
Yeah, but we've been asking them for assistance getting in.
For what?
People, manpower. All we need is a place now.
They did say a safe house would be a much easier ask.
They did, but I'm pretty sure we asked like on the 10th.
Oh, okay. Is that true, Cody?
Yeah, I see. The last time you talked to the Peshmerga was the 7th, so five days ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe you can push at this point.
Why don't we plan that on the 13th tomorrow?
Yeah,
then?
It could be a tomorrow thing.
Connect to them, and then we can make our insertion plan.
Yep.
I love it.
It's the 13th.
Actually, before the end of the 12th, Hastings wants to talk to Hale and try and come in out of the cold. She's pretty sure that she's burned.
Okay.
Can we
role play this? I was hoping you could have very much surprised me with this. I like this angle.
Yeah.
Do you want to take her to dinner or something?
Yeah,
you
over dinner.
Yes, dear. I'm sorry to hear that Kazim has left us, but I don't think it's quite something that he was up to. I don't think it's quite his thing.
No, not at all.
It's all right. I appreciate the company.
So, what was his name? What was her bond's name?
Oh,
started with an F.
Something Worthington.
Oh no, it was Worthington.
Miles Worthington.
Miles Worthington. Mm-hmm. Did you by chance know Miles Worthington? He was an academic in London. Yeah.
I don't know that I have stats.
You knew what her Acadian was.
Well, she has some relevant stats. I don't know if she's that locked.
Gotcha.
I was looking to see if the paragraph that describes her has anything more than a relevant stat block. I'll just stay on this page. Let's just call it half that. No, dear. I'm sorry. I can't say I'm familiar with the name.
He was an Egyptologist here at the... whatever the school was that she studied at, University College of London.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was kind of my in with our program.
Oh.
And I went to him recently with questions, trying to find resources in our current theater. And it's looking like our program took him out, and I'm afraid that I'm next.
You see, the professor, like, is... in a very cinematic way, either going for a sip of tea or going to do something. And like in a very unladylike way, like the china rattles, like you've startled her. The pinky is no longer up. It had to go back down to catch the cup to save the tea.
Yeah. I mean, she's getting more and more nervous, and this stuff is just kind of spilling out. And
I see.
I assume that you have some kind of contact with our minders, as you call them.
Yes. Is there a... I feel that more is coming. I think that you should very much be careful with the next thing you say, dear. What would you like to ask me?
What would it take to get asylum? Become an asset for them. I can't abandon what I'm doing right now, but I've got to have some place to go.
Interesting. Hmm. Jeff.
Yeah.
I would like some sort of social role. If you'd surprised me with it, I'd have just given it to you. I heard the plan ahead of time. I would like some sort of social role, but, isn't she burned on sand pretty bad from this?
She's at 48 out of 60.
But didn't you lose something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did.
I'll give you a social role at plus 20. Use that insanity against you.
48 under 46. No, 48 over 46. God damn it. I thought that was a 60.
Okay.
Unless you want charisma.
No. I'm just trying to ballpark it.
Oh, yeah. Because of the plus 20.
Yeah.
That's 60. 66.
Well, that is... well, that's been said now, hasn't it? I have no doubt they've heard. I'm not in a position where I can...
I'm not looking for you to make any promises. I'm looking for you to put the idea in their head.
I believe you already have. I'm sorry about your friend, dear. It's the sort of game that gets played. I've not been an active participant in some time. I remember those days. They were bad. My sympathies. Consider your words heard.
Mm-hmm.
Consider them considered. And you can...
Okay. She made that, at least.
Oh, what are you looking for?
Oh, I assume there's going to be a sand roll because she's got kids and a husband.
Yeah. No. You don't have any bonds to Delta Green, do you?
Kazim. Oh, wait, no. No, we switched it for Worthington.
Yes. I do wish for the best for you, dear. And she sort of awkwardly, silently sips her tea. Quite quickly, she's going back to the sips as if there's not a whole lot that she has to say. It's a choice. Yeah. I like it. It's a bold choice.
We keep not doing anything.
That's a thing that you did. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Being potentially a traitor to the program and your own government. Yes. Yes. That's the thing that you did. Anybody else?
Potentially bring up the fact that Miles being killed isn't that different than her contact Rasim being killed? Rasim being killed?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Oh, were you going for... You can be in narrative control. She has suddenly become incredibly meek and contemplative.
Well, I don't know, because knowing that they're listening right now, I don't know that she would.
Mm. Okay,
yeah, well, that's fine. Yeah. I just trying to get an idea of what caused the meekness.
Yeah, I know.
Just you.
No, it was me
laying the cards on the table.
Laying cards on the table and potentially putting another target on my back, and maybe hers too.
Just pray that our program didn't have ears in the room.
Yeah.
Okay. I had to think about that one. What do you guys want to do next?
I'm going to laugh if she was a defector from the British side and is actually one of ours the whole time. We're moving to the 13th, I thought.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's 13th. What do you want to do?
Someone remind me where we are on the moon cycles, where, like, that's something we need to be keeping track of, right?
Past the most active phase.
Okay. Yeah. Something I want to keep an eye on for obvious reasons.
New moon was when? I thought the 8th, maybe?
It was like 6th, 7th, or 8th, I think.
Okay.
The new moon was the 6th.
Okay.
New is on the 6th, the full is on the 21st, okay. And we're back to the...
Which, thinking about that, going into Mosul, making a plan of action, we probably want to cycle that with the 21st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The next new moon is not on this chart, but it looks like it'd be about the fourth.
I wouldn't mind getting into Mosul and cycling, getting to, into Nineveh on the 21st.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Just a thought.
Yep.
Because we're looking at giving ourselves 16 days at this point. 15 days. So it gives us a week, week and a half to
do reconnaissance.
Reconnaissance.
Say again.
Yeah.
We got to get to those survivors. That's got to be one of our first priorities.
Yeah. My thoughts are university for a battalion touch point first, and then to hospital.
Yeah, the next one's on the fourth.
Only because if the battalions that are potentially around the university are a fallback point or allies.
Yeah. Yeah, we could always use people.
Because we don't have any Kurdish safe house yet. So if we got to go without a Kurdish safe house, the only potential allies I think of in the region are the battalions, if they believe us.
Hmm.
Just a thought.
So we want to reach out to the Kurds today then, and then
yeah,
try to get in.
For sure.
Okay.
I assume you guys want Spencer to do that?
He's technically currently playing Nasser, but in reality, we should probably have Jennifer be a part of whatever it is anyways, because she's the one who speaks Kurdish.
She went last time.
She did. So she
just didn't make a front because gender biased.
Yeah. I guess while we're waiting, Al Rubini can look at Sigint, just see if anything's popped up in the news.
Okay.
You mean make a roll?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just checking some information.
Yeah, you're fine.
It's been a while since I've looked.
He failed his first Sigint roll.
Hey, you gonna take that skill?
I failed an 86.
It happens.
It's rough. Make sure you have that coffee first next time.
Yeah.
We're going to go see your friends, the Kurds.
Oh, all right.
Then we're going to get into Mosul.
Oh, so excited.
Sure. You had a contact with the Kurds.
Dude.
Haseem. You go to the bar and find Haseem?
Of course.
Sure. Ah, my friend. How are you?
It's good to see you.
Yes, it is.
You well? Are your people well?
Yes, yes. Life is always hard, but we persevere.
We persevere. So my team and I are looking at an incursion into Mosul, and we're at the 11th hour, and we were very simply just looking for a safe house. At least one place that we could call a base.
Sure. Makes sense.
Preferably with high-speed internet.
Got Xfinity in there? We talking fiber wire? What are we talking about?
Oh, man, they don't even get Sky TV. How are we going to watch the games? I'm sure they will ask. Is there a particular location in the city that you'd like to have this safe house?
Great question. I'm thinking as close to the university.
Hospital, yeah.
Or hospital as possible. Yeah.
What's the name of the hospital?
I don't know. I was looking it up.
Al-Qansa Hospital.
Okay. That's what I was going to say, but I was like... Mm.
Well, I think the map predominantly just gives me the districts. I don't think any of the... Oh, no, there it is. Mosul General Hospital, I see.
I thought it was the Al-Qansa Brigades.
Correct.
Not Al-Qansa Hospital.
Mosul General Hospital on my map, which I think I gave you guys this same map, is like to the southwest, whereas Mosul University and the ruins of Nineveh are to the northeast across the river.
Mm. Oh, you're thinking Al-Shifa Hospital?
No.
In Gaza?
No, it was Qansa, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah. It's Al-Qansa.
Why don't we ask them for their best judgment on their intel of the city? That way we can get out of a hot zone or something.
Mm-hmm. Ruins are plentiful. We know of a few places that might be a little bit better than others. I could definitely ask around. Many people abandon the city, so
of course
there are easily three or four homes that are abandoned on every block.
Right. Yeah. In our blossoming relationship, we've learned to trust you. Hopefully you've learned to trust us as well.
Of course, my friend.
I trust you. So I would defer to your judgment and what intel you have on the ground as to what would be a good place to be in between both the hospital and the university.
I think you were making bureaucracy rolls before, right?
Yeah. 32 under 70.
Okay. Yes. We will. Okay, so who was that? It was Nasser.
Mm-hmm.
So Jen, Nasser, Mary, who was the other one going? Captain Dan.
God.
And he learned the Elder Sign, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The briefcases don't matter anymore, right?
Nope. Okay. No, because we left the seal in the...
We sealed it.
Yes. The hospital is like 7 minutes from the university.
Nice.
On foot through.
Yeah, it's 4.5 kilometers.
That's a long walk.
It looks farther in the map that's in the book. I think I gave you guys the same map, actually.
I don't know, unless I'm looking at the wrong hospital.
No, I mean, Mosul's not that big based on the map. How far did you say it was?
Less than a 5K.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. But it is on the south. You're seeing it on the southwest side of the river, as opposed to the ruins being on the northeast.
He was going hospital to university.
Right, but the
both on the same here, side.
Yeah, the hospital is actually northeast from the university. So I may be looking at the wrong hospital.
But you're also looking at Google.
Correct.
Okay. I don't know. I don't show a hospital.
Where's this at?
Al-Qansa Teaching Hospital.
Well, I understand that. Like, I don't expect the city of Mosul to only have one hospital, but my map shows one hospital.
I know, but this is the name that's in your notes.
What notes?
Eight ISIL fighters were found skinned in the streets of Al-whatever district. Three others escaped with injuries and were transported to Al-Qansa Hospital. Two others were missing.
Interesting.
Weird.
Dun, dun. I'll have to find that.
I've got it. I'll send it to you.
Now we just have to start pointing out what words he's saying wrong.
Yeah. We'll get there. It's a long night.
Oh, we're all going to die. Yeah.
Poke the bear. Poke the bear. Why don't you?
I mean, I'm playing in his Delta Green game. I'm assuming that's a foregone conclusion because right. I normally do not make it out of them.
Hey, yeah, speak for yourself. I usually drive off into the sunset.
Yeah, but
you somehow do.
See, I'm in the mood to take you with me. So,
well, I'm currently in Baghdad. Good luck.
What else?
That's wrong. Oh, sorry.
Are we good on the?
He'll reach out.
Great.
No problem.
Can I just end the conversation by pressing that it's we're wanting to go pretty quickly. So.
Sure. Yes, we will try and select a house that is most a house that is most useful. I'll ask them and see what they know.
Thank you.
All right, we should probably go over what we're wearing, what equipment we're taking. Yes.
And real quick, I just want to throw to, go over covers to him. Again. Well, hey, first, before I offer this, because I don't want to get we have enough to do. I don't want to bog ourselves down. Offer nothing.
What are we talking about here?
Oh, I don't know. Just
we should have a habit of offering things.
I do. It's a problem. It's a problem that I have. Yeah.
Yeah. We already got what we want. Okay. Don't offer anything else.
Do you want all my money?
No. Yeah, we don't have it.
Oh,
no.
God. Oh, shit.
Don't do it.
No. Okay, never mind.
No, if it's a legitimate thing.
No, it was just like, I mean, we're boots on the ground in Mosul.
Yeah,
we're
free to share intel.
But yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But they're going to already have all the whole, they're
way ahead of us.
They're human.
Yeah, they want info on the Turks.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. Fucking fascist.
That's what he asked us for, wasn't it?
That would.
He didn't ask for intel. They wanted tech. They wanted resources.
Yeah, their infrastructure is suffering.
Because we talked about it because the Turks are technically our allies and we would have to report on our allies to these guys.
Actually, I think you're right. I think the last time.
No, I know I'm right.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, personally, as Spencer Elliott, I say fuck the Turks. Well, the government, not the people. I'm fine.
Fuck you, Turks, Spencer said. Yeah. You heard it here.
Yeah. But
dun-dun.
Dun-dun. Yeah, no, but there's no reason. Yeah, you're right. There's no reason to offer something we don't need to.
Special Kurdish unit.
Yes, you definitely could prepare yourselves the typical ISIL uniform if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean,
I thought.
Okay, I mean, aren't we already wearing that? We're walking around with AKs with balaclavas and.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't imagine on base you're doing that.
What are you talking about? We totally rep the set.
So the two covers I have written down for Jen.
I'm gonna tag the fucking ammo dump.
So do we actually have to go as one of these covers or?
We have to have covers in when we have conversations. I mean, we're not going to look like an infrastructure rep.
Right.
Like
at the same time, I can't go as an archaeology person wearing a bandolier.
Yeah. I mean, we've got two. We've got two. Everybody has two.
Yep.
Right. So like we've got our obvious. So this is my thoughts. is we talk about having two and having one that's obvious CIA and one that's not, right?
Well, but no, in reality, the Mosul covers were different.
Correct. So we've got covers that are different organizations within ISIL. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to be talking about when we go into Mosul. Right. So either if you're a female, you basically only have like one, like one, mm-hmm. which was
or two. You could be part of the female brigade, or you could just be a you're like a family member or a wife or whatever, daughter.
You have the Al-Qaeda brigades as a woman.
You have a citizen of the Islamic State residing in Mosul. Yeah. You are an inspector from Al-Hizba or the all-female Al-Qaeda brigade. An officer of Amin al-Dakili, which is the Secret Service. An officer of Amin al-Askari, in charge of reconnaissance and special operations assigned from Raqqa to Mosul. An officer of Amin al-Dawa, the counterintelligence service, Raqqa to Mosul.
We plan on one of them being his wife, right?
And an officer of Amin al-Karja. Or
somebody's wife.
Mary was going to be a wife.
I was thinking Nasser, but...
Mm-hmm. If we can pull it off... Jen should have one male and one female cover.
Because she could disguise as a man.
Yeah, that's smart.
I mean, to be fair, she could borrow, you know, she could be handed other documentation. Like, each of you have, like, four or five covers each, so.
Gotcha. Okay. I would be okay with Mary being the wife of one of the two that are going in. And then her having multiple covers and then also being a potential male because of the disguise. Yeah. If we want her to be a
face. She could pull it
off. If we want her to be a face.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
I'm good with that.
Because Dan's not a talkie-talkie. So.
No, Dan's a shooty-shooty.
Yeah. And he's not really that.
So Jennifer is going to walk like a man, talk like a man.
All right.
I would assume the Raqqa to Mosul cover would be Dan because he's outside coming in and he looks white as shit.
It's whatever. Although the thing is that some of those covers are more important than others. So right. It just depends on whatever you want to do. You can use whatever you want. You could all be citizens of Mosul who are just trying to get back into Mosul. You can be.
I think our best bet, honestly, getting into Mosul is to be as low key as possible. Just citizens of ISIL.
Cabbage farmers.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then if we want to get into the hospital and
burn the covers.
Yeah.
My thoughts are you pick one that you want to play. And then give the other one to Jeff. So he's got a character to play while we're all... So we all have a character to play while we're inside.
Who do you want, Jeff?
I'm good.
Jeff wants nothing to do with your decision-making in Mosul.
Oh, you got to be the man.
God damn it.
Got him.
Wait, he's got the God complex.
He's
got
to walk like a man.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
He wants to burn that.
I mean, I'll play
in real special ways.
I don't care. You can play Captain.
Oh, no. It's the fact that I suck at being the talking person.
I'll be the talkie person.
You can be the crazy girl.
No, I'll do it. It's fine.
No,
she's going to be fun when she starts her cult. Come on.
It's like, I've been sitting behind a computer a lot. I'm okay with being a talkie character.
Anything else you're doing on the 13th? More plans? What are you getting? What other equipment do you want? What are you taking? How are you getting in? You get the sense that it's going to be a few days if you're waiting on the Peshmerga.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you want to gather supplies, if you want to.
Are we taking weapons? And if we are, how are we taking them?
I'd say it wouldn't be abnormal to just have
got
an AK slung over your shoulder and a couple of ammo cans wouldn't raise eyebrows, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't imagine we drive in with 1,500 rounds in the back of whatever vehicle we're in. But
I don't think we need that.
Well, the thing we're probably need it. We just
well, the can't. Thing we're trying to kill isn't going to fucking give a shit about our bullets.
So we're talking about more than handguns in our waistbands then.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to take the AKs.
In an active war zone, I don't think anyone will bat an eye.
Especially not the people guarding the door.
What kind of SIGIN what do we want to take in to try and extract SIGIN?
I was going to say we need surveillance equipment.
We do. Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming we're just going to take the stuff that we normally have to do our SIGINT stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to... I mean, is there anything that we need to acquire? You're the
We're going to have to take analyst. Laptops, cell phones, probably some type of short band antenna of some kind, which I'm assuming that they have that stuff, so...
Not that this really necessarily makes sense, but like equipment to break firewalls to get access to stuff. Like, is there anything outside of what we would typically need?
That's on your laptop.
Okay.
Now, is any of that stuff
cash too?
I say, yeah, the cash. Is any of that staying? Are you fencing anything? Are you buying more stuff? Are you, like I said, if you're basically just packing up and moving to Mosul, then yes, you have computers and hardware and other things. But do you need to buy a second copy? What? Do you need more than one? Like, you have a base that you've been using.
Yeah, right? We're not leaving Rabini with nothing.
Right. So you don't probably have two sets of everything. So do you need to purchase some more things or acquire some more tech? Or because if Rabini's not going in, I assume Rabini's stuff is staying with him.
Rabini's in Baghdad.
Yeah.
So the stuff that he has with him, he would have a computer. I don't know that he necessarily has a whole lot more than that, but do we need to buy a laptop?
I'm sure we
have. I
would think we have more than one computer.
Yeah.
Right. What I'm saying is, do you want to spend a grand to have cell phones and
we already have enough.
I mean, I'm okay with marking a grand off the hand wave.
You guys want to.
We have sat phones. You may want to take some burners in there with you.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. That's my point. Well, is like
I'm something okay that would be more similar to what is carried within Mosul.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I would say to rather than sit down here and go through the nuance of what we want two shortwave radios or we want this, do you want to burn a grand off of it to say you have a MacGyver bag of various standard technology?
Yeah.
Show up. You have a laptop. You
we
have
are
some
buying
burner
the preparedness phone check.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
You have a.
Are you tracking money? I can't remember. I was at one point, but I couldn't remember if you are still on top or not.
What do we still got? Like, you know,
47,400.
How much?
47,400.
Okay. Gotcha. That ain't bad.
Because you do need to pay Professor Hale at some point. So whatever money goes into Mosul probably isn't money that comes easily out of Mosul. You can't really make a deposit at the First National Bank of Mosul and have it connect to your Chase account or anything.
Right. Can we just mark off like $1,000 for each of us to hide on our person? Like I have like, you know, Nasser has 200 in his boot and 200 in his pack and 200 in his pocket. You know what I mean?
It's like,
can we just mark off 1,000 each for fucking bribe money for fucking
the additional 4,000 that we're taking into Mosul? Yes.
Yeah. I think that would be smart.
I wouldn't. I mean, I would take 10.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Yeah. Let's take 10.
Okay.
So it's 4.
And I just want to, for your sake, I want to say that this 10 is hidden across all of us.
I'm putting it separate on 10 into most.
I got some on my ass. I got some in my pack. I got some in my boot. I got
some under the tinfoil hat.
Everywhere.
No, I don't think it's a bad idea.
Okay.
You're not bribing anybody for money from your ass.
Yeah, it depends.
You're telling me Islamist extremists don't want ass money?
Ass money.
I guess money that sells like or smells like shit still buys rockets, huh?
It does. Still buys those RPGs.
I can't imagine the lack of probably running water in certain parts of the city that smell is really going to stand out all that much.
That's probably true.
Packing
MREs.
Food? Yep. Food might be something you want to consider. Water?
I mean,
transportation?
I mean, we can get the same kind of truck that we took on our
bullet hole ridden Toyota.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, yeah.
See, let's get it.
That's what I'm saying. Just what are you going? Are you marking it as a friendly?
I would take the identifier with you, but not necessarily have it on.
I would have it on until we got there. Mm-hmm. So we don't look like a non-friendly running away until we get there.
I mean, it's also one of those things that like, it's not something you're going to want them to find either, too.
Yes.
So, yeah. So just think about that. So you're in a truck that has an electronic signaling device to show that you are friendly to U.S. and coalition forces. Mm-hmm. You've got 10,000 in petty cash. Mm-hmm. You've got a MacGyver bag. Mm-hmm. You have anything on your character sheets.
Yep.
Nothing else you want. You don't have to do it right now. We can keep moving the days if you want.
Survival stuff, like the tablets for water and things like that.
Iodine tablets.
Iodine tablets. Thank you.
We want life straws. We want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Just basic shit. High calorie bars, like a bar, you know, the size of a Clif Bar, but that's fucking like 5,000 calories.
Anybody watch Snowpiercer?
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's my favorite movie.
The movie or the movie? Yeah. They weren't people. They were cockroaches in the movie.
There were people.
Shh, don't tell them. Soylent Green.
It's people.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got our cliff bars. Is there, like, tech-wise, is there anything we have to have?
As long as the software is on the computer and we have a way to communicate, I think we're Gucci.
We have some kind of long-range digital camera that we can shunt pictures back to Irene.
The real question is, can we, how do we long range communicate stuff we pull off the computers? If, like, do we have satellite internet from our phones? Because if
we'll want to take at least one sat phone for uplink,
yeah,
okay. Probably not best to all have one and using it all the time, but
yeah. Okay. So I've never actually looked at how sat phones work. Can you use it like a regular phone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So the burners that we take could communicate to the sat phone if they had to.
Mm-hmm. It has clear line of sight.
Yeah.
It gets signal.
What could go wrong?
Mary has portable IMSI catcher for cell surveillance, advanced and expensive. That's listed on her equipment that she carries around with her.
Okay.
Radio transmitting bug microphones, bug detectors.
Don't want to say this around Cody, but if they found that, could we... is that tech that could get us in trouble?
Probably.
Yeah. So do we need to be thoughtful about how we hide that?
But depending on who they are, they might not even know what the fuck it is.
Yeah. Put it at the bottom of our ammo can on top of the AK rounds. I mean, below the AK rounds, yeah.
We got to remember that our characters do carry first aid kits that give a plus 20 to one first aid test.
Yeah.
Captain Dan's got two frag grenades. Smoke grenade, one flashbang, stun, lockpicks, high power flashlight, binocs, Turkish cigarettes, and a Zippo.
I don't have cigarettes anymore. I gave mine to the cowboy.
What's an RV you got?
As you continue to plan, I'll let you think a little bit since you're thinking. We have some stuff to deal with. Jeff.
Yeah.
Can Hastings make an alertness roll, please? That ain't the way to have fun.
Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody. It is. I don't wanna see the monitor.